नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जय जय नित्यानंद शरणारविंद यहाँ होते पैन श्री राधा गोविंद जय जय नित्यानंद शरणारविंद यहाँ होते पैन श्री राधा गोविंद By whose mercy I have attained Sri Radha Govinda.
By whose mercy I have attained Sri Radha Govinda.
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who is famous for his poetic composition known as Prarthana, has lamented in one of his prayers, "When will Lord Nityananda be merciful upon me so that I will forget all material desires?" Srila Narottam Das Thakur confirms that unless one is freed from material desires to satisfy the needs of the body and senses, one cannot understand the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna, Vrindavan. He also confirms that one who cannot understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna without going through the direction of the six Goswamis. Could you ask them to not be so... In another verse, Narottam Das Thakur has stated that without the causeless mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot enter into the affairs of Radha and Krishna. Today, we have gathered to celebrate the appearance day of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, wherein Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is praising Lord Nityananda Prabhu, expressing that it is by his mercy only that he attained Sri Sri Radha Govinda. Earlier in this chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami reveals to the world who Lord Nityananda Prabhu is. When we hear the amazing transcendental pastimes of Lord Nityananda Prabhu throughout the day, we should not be confused. We should understand the supreme position. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. Beyond this material existence is the Paravyoma,
or the spiritual sky. Within the spiritual sky is Brahmajyoti, which is the personal rays of the body emanating from Lord Krishna, which illuminate all the spiritual sky with transcendental light. And within that Brahmajyoti are unlimited planets called Vaikuntha, wherein the one supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, resides in various forms. Why? To reciprocate, just according to the variegated loving emotions of his devotees. The topmost planet amongst all the Vaikunthas is Krishna Loka. Krishna Loka has three sections: Dwarka, Mathura, and Vrindavan, also called Gokul, Goloka, or Swetadvip. There, Lord Krishna, in his original form, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, enjoys the most intimate loving pastimes with his devotees, where he provides the opportunity for those who have awakened ecstatic, selfless love for him to serve him as a friend, as a parent, or as a lover. Lord Krishna is Rasa Vihari. He is the enjoyer of the sweetest, most intimate relations of love with his devotees. And the love of his own heart, he empowers it with his devotees. Krishna's first expansion is Balaram. Srila Prabhupada explains the difference between Krishna and Balaram is only some physical features. Otherwise, there is no difference. Same person. One has a body that has the complexion of a monsoon rain cloud, and he carries a flute. And Balaram, his complexion is like white, like a spring cloud, and he carries a plow and a club. Together, they enjoy pastimes. Balaram is the original guru, facilitates innumerable living entities to engage in the loving service of Lord Krishna. Sri Balaram is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead, the supreme Lord whose only desire is to serve Krishna. Sometimes he serves him as his guru. Sometimes he serves him as friend and plays with him. Sometimes as a menial servant. And our acharyas explain parental affection, friendly affection, servitude affection, and expands himself as Ananga Manjari to serve the Lord as Sri Radharani's younger sister in conjugal love. Sri Balaram expands himself as Mahashankarshan. This Mahashankarshan maintains the entire spiritual existence. the abode of Vrindavan, is maintained by Sri Balaramji. All the facilities of Sri Vrindavan Dham are provided by Sri Balaramji. As Mahashankarshan, he has his own Vaikuntha planet. And from there, he is literally maintaining all the innumerable Vaikuntha planets in the entire spiritual existence. When Krishna wants to create material existence, it is Balaram himself who expands himself. As Mahashankarshan expands, ultimately as Karunadakshaya Vishnu or Mahavishnu. From him, the Mahatattva or material energy is manifested. And that expansion of Lord Nityananda Prabhu simply glances and impregnates all living entities who are meant to take birth in the entire cosmic creation by his glance. And then by a reflection of his own body, he activates Maya or material energy. He is the super soul as the cosmic manifestation. Then he expands himself into Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, into each universe, the super soul within each universe. From the lotus flower that sprouts from his navel, Lord Brahma is born. He expands then as Kshirodakshaya Vishnu to enter into the heart of every living entity as the super soul within everyone, the witness, the guide. Within each universe, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu has a Vaikuntha planet, sometimes called Svetadvip. On that planet, Anantashesha is there to provide all personal services to Lord Vishnu. He becomes his bed, his shoes, his umbrella, all paraphernalia for the Lord to enjoy is expansions of Anantashesha. But not only is he rendering personal service to Lord Vishnu, but Anantashesha is maintaining the entire material existence. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, these are the five features of Lord Balaram. Mahashankarshan, Karunadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, and Shesha. They are all plenary portions of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Brajendra Nandana Jay Sachisuta Hoylo She Balarama Hoylo Nitai. That the son of Nanda Maharaj has appeared as the son of Sachi, Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram has appeared as Nityananda Prabhu. On this holy day, the 13th day of the waxing moon of the month of Magh, Sri Nityananda Prabhu appeared in the holy land of Ekachakra as the son of Padmavati and Hadai Pandit. Previously, Lord Balaram Nityananda Prabhu appeared as Lakshman, the brother of Ram. And his spirit then was the same. Although the supreme, all-powerful Lord, his only pleasure was to serve Sri Ramchandra. How wonderful. The greatest pleasure for the Supreme Lord is to serve. The proprietor of everything that exists, the enjoyer of all, his greatest ambition supremely is to serve. Krishna himself in the spiritual world is simply serving his devotees. And his devotees, their life and soul is only to serve Krishna. When Ramchandra was banished to the forest for 14 years, Lakshman went with him. Ram and many others tried to persuade Lakshman to stay home. He was not obliged to go. But service to his beloved Lord was his life and soul. And while living in those forests, often plagued with rakshasas, all kinds of very, very difficult obstacles, Lakshman had no thought but the pleasure of Sita and Ram. If it meant not to sleep for 14 years, that didn't matter, as long as Sita and Ram got good sleep. If it meant he didn't eat, he didn't think about it, as long as he could provide Sita Ram with nice forest food. Any inconvenience, even to the extent that Lord Ram ordered Lakshman to take Sita away from him and banish him. Banish her. The most painful thing that could possibly be, he was willing to endure because he was the servant of Ram. To show the highest degree of love, and when Sita was finally won, so many things. When Sita was won back after the Battle of Lanka, Ram ordered Lakshman to get wood for a fire to test Sita's chastity. And he did it. It is said that although Lakshman was the supreme servant, he promised, "I will not become your younger brother anymore. Next time I will become your older brother. Then I can guide you also. I can serve you as a guide." And he did. He became Balaram and Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu left Ekachakra at about the age of 12 with the sannyasi and did pilgrimage to all holy places for many, many years. But Vrindavan Das Thakur tells he never preached. He incarnated in this world only to preach love of God through Harinam, but he never preached, because he was the servant of Lord Chaitanya. Until he got the order of Lord Chaitanya, he did not feel the empowerment or the right to preach. But most of all, when he preached, He wanted all the glory to go to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not take anything for himself. After Lord Chaitanya returned to Gaya, Nityananda Prabhu appeared in Navadvip. He walked from Vrindavan, where he was waiting for that auspicious moment. And after that blessed meeting of Gaur Nitai, where they embraced in ecstatic love and danced in divine rapture to the holy names, Lord Chaitanya gave Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas the order: go everywhere. Whoever you see, do not consider who is qualified or who is unqualified. Give them the holy name of Krishna. And this is the message I give to you to deliver to everyone you meet. Chant the name of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Always remember Krishna and speak about Krishna. Krishna is your real mother. Krishna is your real father. Krishna is your real wealth. Krishna is your life and soul. Please take the name of Krishna. In a beautiful song, Lochandas Thakur describes how Nityananda Prabhu did this. Although he is all powerful, we read about as Lakshman, he killed Indrajit, the most powerful son of Ravana. As Balaram, with his plow or with his club or with his fist, he killed such powerful demons as Balvala, Pralambasura. Sounds like there's another class going on. To Rama Harshan Sutta, with a mere blade of glass, he ended his life. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu was approaching materialistic, sinful, demoniac people. Who usually a Brahmin or a Vaishnava would not even look in their direction. Nityananda Prabhu was falling at their feet with folded palms and tears of compassion flowing from his eyes, begging them, please take the name of Krishna. Lochandas Thakur prays, Parama Karuna Pahundui Jana Nitai Gora Chandra. These two brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, are supremely kind. The essence of all avatars. Nityananda Prabhu did not think who was fit or unfit. He was the supreme embodiment of forgiveness. His life, his soul, his everyone was to bring the fallen souls to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we find that even many of our greatest acharyas, they only approach Lord Chaitanya by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. He removes the obstacles, he clears the way. He's the original guru. Some examples. Raghunath Das Goswami. He tried with all of his energy to escape his material bondage and achieve the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. But material energy is very strong. However many times he escaped, he was dragged back. Then he tried to escape again, dragged back. How many of you have this experience? You try to escape from Maya, take shelter of Krishna, dragged back. Again, you try to escape from Maya, take shelter of Lord Krishna, dragged back. But the lesson of how to do it was revealed by Raghunath Das Goswami. He went to Panihati to take shelter of the feet of Nityananda Prabhu. And yet Nityananda Prabhu gave him his shelter by engaging him in the service of the Vaishnavas. Serve the Vaishnavas. Make them happy in their hearts by feeding them Chiradahi Utsav. Raghunath Das Goswami, with such enthusiasm, with such gratitude, in such a menial service attitude. Whoever came, however many, it was not a burden for him. It was a fortune. Preparing just large quantities of chipped rice, large quantities of yogurt and or dahi and condensed milk, and made two different preparations, soaking the to soak chipped rice in milk and then put half of it in dahi and half in condensed milk, and gave everyone, thousands and thousands of devotees assembled. And because he took the order of Nityananda Prabhu so seriously, Nityananda Prabhu was so pleased with him. All the Vaishnavas were happy by his service attitude. And the next morning he approached Nityananda Prabhu and revealed the truth to the world. No one can achieve the mercy of Lord Chaitanya without first receiving the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. He tried in every possible way, but failed. Until Lord Nityananda Prabhu placed his lotus feet on Raghunath Das Goswami's head and blessed him, and had all the Vaishnavas bless him. And he said, very soon you will be free from all material bondage, and you will attain Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet in Puri, and you will be the servant of Lord Chaitanya's personal secretary, Swarup Damodar Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is our Prayojana Guru. Through humble service to the Vaishnavas and through the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he achieved his position. Also, when Rupan Sanatan Goswami came to Ramkeli, when Lord Chaitanya came to Ramkeli, it was not easy for Rupan Sanatan to come to see him. They first approached Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. And it was Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas that brought them in and presented them to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our Sambandha Guru, our Avideya Guru. And what do we know about Lord Chaitanya? It is all through these biographies. As Ananta Shesha, who has thousands of mouths, he is constantly glorifying the Supreme Lord Krishna. And in the same way, Nityananda Prabhu is constantly glorifying Lord Chaitanya and empowering others to do the same. Vrindavan Das Thakur, it is said he was the last disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu personally trained him and gave him the order to write Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. And with the order came the empowerment. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he revealed to Vrindavan Das Thakur the most intimate details of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes to distribute to the world. Vrindavan Das Thakur takes no credit. He gives all credit to Lord Nityananda.
In this particular chapter, we find Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami telling his old story of how he came to write Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita for the whole world, this crest jewel of all scriptures. Srila Prabhupada said Bhagavad Gita is the graduate study of Vedas. I mean, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the graduate study. It begins where Bhagavad Gita ends. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is the postgraduate study. It begins where Srimad Bhagavatam concludes and goes beyond. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, out of his humility, I should not disclose to anyone what happened to me. It's very confidential. And perhaps it is a violation of etiquette for me to speak about special mercy that I received, he says. But still, I have to tell the world. Otherwise, who will understand the glories of Nityananda Prabhu? He tells, in the village that he lived, Jamatpur, there was a very respectable Brahman named Gunarnava Mishra who worshipped the deity in his family home where his brother resided. It was at that time that one of the most confidential, loving servants of Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to Jamatpur. His name was Miniketana Ramdas. Empowered by Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he was always absorbed in ecstatic love. In our Vaishnava scriptures, we read about the various associates of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and how he empowered them with such miraculous mercy and love. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu glanced upon someone, one of his devotees, they could perform Nam Sankirtan for 3 months without eating or sleeping or drinking. That is Nityananda Prabhu. He empowered Gadadhar Das to fearlessly run into a hateful Hindu murderer, the Qazi, who had all governmental powers, who outlawed any type of public demonstration of Hinduism or Vedic culture. In the middle of the night, he ran into that house. Qazi, where are you? Chant the holy names of Lord Hari, and if you don't, I will cut your head off. Qazi heard this. The guards were so stunned, they didn't even know what to do. Qazi came out like fire, but just seeing Gadadhar, he became pacified. He said, Gadadhar, why have you come? Why have I come? The whole world is chanting the holy names of Hari. You don't know that the Supreme Lord has appeared as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He's spreading love of God everywhere through the holy name. Everyone is chanting except you, rascal. I have come you to induce you to chant the names of Hari. Qazi said, Gadadhar, just go home. It's late. Tomorrow I'll chant Hari. Ah, you already chanted Hari! And he danced throughout his house, celebrating. You chanted Hari.
Hari. Murari Chaitanya, another servant of Lord Nityananda. How he infused power in him. He would go in jungle and see a tiger, grab his tail, jump on his back, slap him, and tell him to chant Hare Krishna. He would pick up snakes, big pythons, put them on his lap, and just pet them like a toy and tell him to chant Hare Krishna. He would go underwater when he wanted privacy. Sometimes we like privacy. He would just go underwater for days at a time without coming out and just chant the holy names. Probably delivered all the fish that happened to see him. Very powerful person. These were the associates of Nityananda Prabhu. Abhiram Thakur. He had his whip, Jai Mangala. Anyone he hit with the whip would immediately just become uncontrollably intoxicated with love of God. You may ask, how is this possible? For that person whose mere portion of a plenary expansion can just glance and impregnate the entire cosmic manifestation with living entities? What is the problem with him empowering a devotee to give ecstatic love by a hit of his whip? That is Nityananda Prabhu. So Miniketan Aramdas was one such devotee who was glorifying Lord Nityananda Prabhu. His tears were flowing from his eyes. His body was erupting like Kadamba flowers. Played his flute. He used to slap. People would bow down to him. He'd jump on their back and slap them with his flute. He was really in the mood of a cowherd boy. The 12 Gopals were original cowherd boys from Goloka Vrindavan that are the intimate associates of Balaram that appeared with Lord Nityananda Prabhu. But in this world, they came to herd the cows of the conditioned souls back home to Goloka, to their real home and resting place. So everyone was very, very excited of Miniketan Aramdas. All the Vaishnavas assembled around him, and he was speaking nice Harikatha, wonderful kirtan. He was dancing in ecstasy. But this priest, Gunarnava Mishra, showed no respect for him. This very much saddened Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's heart. And Miniketan Aramdas noticed that. And he understood, this is not an offense to me. This is an offense to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. I am representing him. He doesn't have proper devotion to Nityananda Prabhu. And Miniketan Aramdas could read the heart of that pujari. And he could also read the heart of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother. So this person is like another Roma Harshan. He did not offer respect to Balaram. There was a controversy in the dialogue between Miniketan Aramdas and the brother of Kaviraj Goswami. Miniketan Aramdas felt very, very sad and bad. And he left that place. He broke his flute and left. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he spoke to his brother. He tried to save his brother. So what nonsense? You have faith in Lord Chaitanya, but you have no faith in Nityananda Prabhu. Don't you understand that they are one and the same person? Don't you understand the position of Lord Nityananda as the most intimate servitor of Lord Chaitanya? It's better to be an atheist and have no faith in either of them than to be a hypocrite and glorify one and disrespect the other. Your logic is like the logic of half a hen. And Srila Prabhupada explains that a farmer, he sees that his hen, the backside is laying eggs and he's making money, but the front side he's eating, so he has to invest money. So he decides, I'll cut off the head. That way I'll only get the profits of the eggs and I won't have to feed him anymore. Is that a good proposal? For devotees, we neither eat chickens or eggs, so it's not very relevant to us. But from a logical point of view, we understand this. If you try to cut the hen in half, the head's dead. You don't get anything. If you try to separate Lord Chaitanya from Lord Nityananda, you don't get anything. But his brother could not understand. In Jamatpur, that night, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami reveals that he had a dream. In that dream, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who was so pleased that he defended his devotee, Miniketana Ramdas, appeared. He had a glossy black form, very tall, very strong. He had silk turban and silk clothes, golden earrings, rings. He had lotus-like eyes. He was covered with forest flower garlands. He had a big red stick. He was swaying back and forth, his eyes rolling in ecstasy, chanting again and again, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells how he fell at the feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and placed those feet on top of his head as his only shelter in life. Lord Nityananda Prabhu then picked him up and spoke words that changed his life forever. He said, oh, Krishnadas, do not be afraid. Go to Vrindavan, and there you will achieve everything. With a wave of his hand, he directed Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to Sri Vrindavan Dham. As soon as the dream broke, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami woke up and he saw the light of day was just coming on the horizon. Without a second thought, he immediately left home to walk to Vrindavan. And he expresses how, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, I have achieved Vrindavan. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, I have achieved the association personally with Raghunath Das Goswami, from whom I heard the most confidential pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, I have achieved the personal association of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, who have taught me the essence of all the scriptures and the highest realm of spiritual ras of the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, I have achieved the darshan and the blessings of Sri Radha Madan Mohan and Sri Sri Radha Govinda. And the next verses. I am more sinful than Jagai and Madhai, and even lower than the worms in the stool.
Anyone who hears my name loses the results of his pious activities. Anyone who utters my name becomes sinful. Who in this world but Nityananda could show his mercy to such an abominable person as me? Because he is intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, he does not distinguish between the good and the bad. He delivers all those who fall down before him. Therefore, he has delivered such a sinful and fallen person as me. Although I am sinful and I am most fallen, he has conferred upon me the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. I am not fit to speak all these confidential words about my visiting Lord Madan Gopal and Lord Govinda. And he describes the beautiful qualities of Radha and Govinda, who are eternally performing their pastimes in Vrindavan. And he continues, the mercy of Lord Nityananda showed me to Madan Mohan and gave me Sri Madan Mohan as my Lord and Master. Nityananda Prabhu is so important to us who are dwelling in this age of Kali. He is the personification of forgiveness. There are innumerable examples of this. I would like to briefly explain just a few. In Navadvip, Jagai and Madhai, they were murderers, rapists, drunkards, plunderers. They were so sinful that even Yamaraj, Chitragupta, his secretary, and his whole staff had to struggle to keep track of the quantity and quality of the sins of Jagai and Madhai. Nityananda Prabhu, as the well-wisher and friend, approached them with all humility and respect. Nobody respected Jagai and Madhai. They hated them. They ran from them. But Nityananda Prabhu respectfully approached them with folded hands and tears of love and asked them just to take the name of Krishna. And with all intent to kill him, they beat him on the head with a pot. Body covered with blood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran to the scene with the Sudarshan Chakra ready to punish him, angry as fire. But Nityananda prayed, begged Lord Chaitanya, forgive them. Give them prema bhakti. If I have done anything to serve you that have pleased you ever before, let all the credits of all my good deeds go to delivering Jagai and Madhai. If you kill them, you'll have to kill everybody, because everyone is more or less Jagai and Madhai in this age of Kali. Where do we find such forgiveness? To those who were blaspheming him and cruelly trying to kill him. He's begging for Lord Chaitanya to forgive them and give them love of God. Dinahina yata chilo harinam uthari lotara sakshi jagai madhai. What is our hope? How many offenses we have committed? And even in devotional service, there is the story of Kala Krishna Das. He was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal servant in South India. But due to being influenced by very powerful material energies of a band of dacoit gypsies, he betrayed the Lord. He left the Lord's service to associate with these unscrupulous people, to enjoy the pleasures of the opposite sex. Allured. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally had to grab him by the hair and take him back. And when these gypsy people came to attack Lord Chaitanya, these nomads with weapons, by Lord Chaitanya's power, the weapons slipped out of their hands and took a life of their own and started chopping off their limbs, and they all ran away. When they came back to Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, let Krishnadas go anywhere. Kal Krishnadas is no longer to have any service for me because he has betrayed me. How he fell down. Kal Krishnadas was devastated. But Lord Chaitanya wanted to show the world by his example. But Nityananda Prabhu, even though Kal Krishnadas was rejected by the Lord, Nityananda Prabhu gave him shelter. He sent him to Navadvip and gave him all sorts of nice service to the Vaishnavas. That is the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And there is that Brahmin dacoit who was the leader of that gang of thieves and killers. So cruel. They tried to kill Nityananda Prabhu too. But he revealed all, he exhibited all kinds of amazing miracles just to sober them up. And ultimately, he forgave them and gave them love of God. Who is more merciful than Nityananda Prabhu? Especially for us denizens of Kali Yuga. Therefore, our acharyas tell us we must wholeheartedly take shelter of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Whatever we have done, whatever mistakes, whatever offenses, if you just take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, and give up those bad habits by his instruction, you'll be forgiven. And he will give you the shelter of Lord Chaitanya, and he will give you prema bhakti. He will give you entrance into Radha and Krishna's transcendental pastimes. Srila Prabhupada writes that in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, we learn how to engage in the service of Radha and Krishna by the mercy of Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami, but one cannot attain their shelter without the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Narottam Das Thakur himself. I will end with this little story. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Ramkeli to deliver Rupa and Sanatan, he looked in the direction of the Padma River and started crying out the name Narottam, Narottam. Weeping. He was running around just crying, Narottam, Narottam. Nityananda Prabhu was watching. He never saw Lord Chaitanya in this kind of state before. He heard him say Narottam before, but who is this Narottam? Lord Chaitanya said, come with me. He took them to the Padma River. He said, across this river is Khetri Gram. There, a great soul named Narottam will be born. I am going to deposit my ecstatic love in the Padma River. And Nityananda Prabhu, at the right time, you must bring Narottam here to receive it. Lord Chaitanya went into the Padma River and it started overflowing due to his ecstasies.
And Padmavati, the water manifested as the personified river. And with folded hands, she said, I know, I have heard what you said, but how will I know who this Narottam is? He said, Lord Chaitanya Thad, when that person comes and bathes in you, you will overflow with ecstasy. Your waters will overflow just like now. And you will feel great, great ecstasy just seeing his humility and his respect. Then you will know that is Narottam. He left that place. A little later, about the same year Lord Chaitanya disappeared from this world, Narottam Das Thakur took birth in Khetri Gram. As a child, his favorite activity was sitting with a Brahmin named Krishna Das and hearing Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and his relationships with his associates. When he just came into his teenage years, he was sleeping one night. Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared to him and said, Narottam, tomorrow morning early, go take your bath in the Padma River. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has kept his pure love there for you to receive. Go. By the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Narottam Das Thakur went to the Padma River. As soon as he entered, Lord Chaitanya appeared right out from the river and embraced Narottam. When he embraced him, the love of his heart entered into Narottam Das Thakur's heart. And not only that, the dark complexion of Narottam Das Thakur became the same golden color as Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada is quoting in this purport the realizations of Narottam Das Thakur. Nitai pada kamala koti chandra sushitala yechayaya jagata judai. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are most refreshingly cool, like tens and millions of moons. The shade of his lotus feet relieve one of all the scorching, burning sufferings of material existence. It is only by, Narottam Das Thakur speaks, it is only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu that one can have a true understanding, an entrance into the transcendental pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada established Gaur Nitai all over the world. And sometimes Srila Prabhupada could not control the tears of his ecstasy when he would contemplate the mercy, the forgiveness, the love of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, our hope and our shelter. He is the original guru. And Srila Prabhupada, as his empowered agent, has come to deliver all of us at his lotus feet. Through the association of Vaishnavas and the loud chanting of the holy name. Today we have two very exalted intimate associates of Srila Prabhupada. I would like to introduce you to Sripad Narasingha Maharaj.
who is presently going behind the bamboo curtain in communist China, where Krishna consciousness is still an underground movement, if it becomes too visible or too prominent, the devotees are very likely to be heavily persecuted. So they have to keep things very secret. There's not a single temple in all of China, and there are so many devotees. They have to quietly, almost secretly practice in their homes together. All of us, we take for granted. We come to this temple. Some of you don't come because there's traffic. Such an obstacle. Traffic. How can I tolerate? These people has crossed Himalayan mountains and come all the way from China to come to the temple. They would do anything to go to a temple. They would walk 100 miles a day if they could come to a temple and see deities and have open kirtan and dance. It's all secret. Very difficult. We should bow our heads at the feet of these devotees from China who with great risk and oftentimes a lot more social pressure than any of you have. Your parents may not like Krishna so much, or some of your old friends, but in China, very, very difficult. But by Prabhupada's mercy, by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Nityananda Prabhu predicted when Lord Chaitanya was going to Puri and in Alalanath, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had thousands and thousands of people chanting and dancing, Nityananda Prabhu predicted at that time that throughout the world, every town and village, people will be chanting your holy names. P.V.V. Narasingha Maharaj, he is going to those difficult places to preach. Very, very powerful, wonderful, wonderful, humble Vaishnav. Who, from the type of preaching he does, and we have Devamrita Swami Maharaj, who for years was preaching behind the Iron Curtain. Risking their lives. Distributing Prabhupada's books. Just a small sample of what the two of them have done. And we know that both of them, in their service, were completely dependent on taking shelter of Lord Nityananda Prabhu to reach these people's hearts. And Nityananda Prabhu's most loving, empowered servant, Srila Prabhupada. Let us welcome Sripad Narasingha Maharaj to Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. And although Devamrita Maharaj has been here for some days, let us express our deep appreciation for his divine association. Rivo. Maharaj, would you like to speak?
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi.